Good morning. So let's start with Daf Samach Beis again. And then we'll move on to Samach Gimel and Samach Dalet. So we'll start again with the Mishnah and Samach Beis. The Mishnah, again, is dealing with all sorts of time frames, what's included in the time frame. So the case is a person who's saying, Neder, I'm not going to have wine. So if he said, Ad HaKatzir, until the harvest time, Ad Shiyatchilu Amlik Tzar Ktzir Chitin. That means until the time when people start cutting wheat. Zavalo Ktzir Sor, not when they start cutting barley, because when people say the time of cutting down, typically they mean wheat. Hakol Afi Makom Nidro, but it's really a question of the place where he made the Neder. So therefore, if he says, till the cut, the neder of, till the katsir, and he's in the mountain, Mayu Bahar, so even if he then moves to the Bik'ah, the neder is till the katsir time in the mountain. Mayu Bibikah, if he was in the valley, then even if he moved to the mountain, the neder is till the time of the katsir in the valley. And the part of the mission that we'll deal with today. If he says, I'm not going to have wine, ad hagashamim, until the rain. Or if he said, ad shiyuhu hagashamim, until the rains will be. That is a reference, ad shetered reviyashniyah. You can't have wine until the second raining time. We know that the Mishnah tells us in Ta'anis, there are three rains, typically, in Cheshvan. So if he said, till the rain, he meant till the middle rain. Shimon Gamliel Omer, it doesn't have to be till it actually rains, ad shiagia zmana shel revia, until the time of that second rain. If though he said, I'm not going to have wine, ad shiipasku shamim, until rain stops, that's ad shiyetze nisan kulo de Rebbe Meir, then he's not allowed to have wine until after Nisan, because even at the end of Nisan you might have a little drizzle. However, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, ad shiavra pesach, can't have wine until Pesach passes. So the Gemara explains the first part of the Mishnah. Tanya Mutin Abraisa, Nodr Arakayitz, Bagalil. If he's in the mountain area in the Galilee and he said, I'm not going to have wine until they cut down the figs. V'yared La'amakim, and then he moved from the mountain area to a valley, to Beit Sha'an, or to the valley of Yericho, even though already now in the valley they're cutting down the figs, Aser, he's still not allowed to have wine, until the time of cutting down the figs comes to the Galilee, because that's where he was when he made the neder. Then the Mishnah taught, if he makes a neder until it rains, it means Achi, or he said Achi Yuksham, so there will be rain. That's Achi Teir Revia Shnia. That means he's not going to have wine until the second rainy season. Shem Gamliel Omer, Shem Gamliel said, not till it actually rains with the second rainy season, until it's the time for the second rainy season. Amr Reb Zera said, Machlokes, Tamar Adaksham. The argument in Rishim and Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether it's the rainy season or the time for the rainy season, is if he said, I'm not going to have wine until the rains, until the Gshamim. Aval Amar Ad HaGeshem. But if instead of using the word Gshamim, he used a different word, he said Geshem, until the rain, then everybody agrees, Ad Zman Gshamim Ka'amar. That he's just making himself not allowed to have wine until the season, but not till it actually rains. Hey, I'll challenge you. We learned, going back to Maseches Tainis, Ezo, his mana shel revia. What are the times when you normally there would be rain? So Habachira, the first dropping of rains, is Beshlishis, is on the third of Cheshvan. Beinonis, that middle time of rain, which is what we've been discussing, is Beshiva, is the seventh of Cheshvan. Afeila, the last time of rain, or the later time of rain, is Be'esrin v'shloshas, the 23rd of Cheshvan, Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, the three rainy seasons are the 3rd of Cheshvan, the 7th of Cheshvan, and the 23rd of Cheshvan. That's when the rains should be coming. First rain should be there on the 3rd of Cheshvan, the middle on the 7th, and the later one on the 23rd. However, Rabbi Yehuda shifts it a little bit later. He says that the dates are B'Shiva, the 7th, B'Shivas, the 17th, Ubas and Vishlosh on the 23rd. And Rabbi Yossi says the dates are B'Shiva Asar, the 17th, Ubas and Vishlosh, the 23rd, Ubrosh Chodesh Kislev, and on Rosh Chodesh. So we have a three-way argument, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, in terms of when on the calendar is it supposed to be raining the different chunks of rain. But we haven't yet gotten to Nedarim. Well, we'll see. What means it? When do you know it's a drought? You know, according to Rabbi Meir, if the 23rd of Cheshvan has come and it hasn't rained, then it's a drought. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. It's not yet. Yehuda would also agree, once the 23rd of Cheshvan came and it hasn't rained, it's a drought. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you'd wait till Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh has come and there still hasn't been rain, then you know it is a drought. This is reference to fasting. The Brisa continues. Rabbi Yossi used to say, and so Rabbi Yossi would say, the tzaddikim, they don't start fasting till you have Rosh Chodesh Kislev and still no rain. We said about this Brisa. Bishlama, I understand why we need to have dates for all these rainy seasons. Revia Rishona, to know whether the first rain should be coming on the 3rd of Cheshvan, or it should be coming on the 7th of Cheshvan, or it should be coming on the 17th of Cheshvan. That we need to know. Rishona, to know when we have to start asking and saying the same Talu Matar. Shlishis, the third rain season. Namely, when is the third rain coming? Is it coming on Rosh Chodesh? Or is it coming on the 23rd? Is Lishanos, is to know when we have to start fasting. That if there was no rain and it's already the 24th, or if there's no rain, it's already the second day of Kislev, then you have to fast. But why do we need to hear when is the second rainy season? Whether the second rainy season is the 7th, or it is the 17th, or it is the 23rd. Rabbi Zeir explained, the noder person makes an eder and says, I'm not going to have wine till the Geshamim. So what is it? Is that the 7th, the 17th, or the 23rd? Okay, and we said about this. Kiman Azla Detanya, who does the following brisa follow? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Gesham Shiyardu Shiva Yam Zachar Zeh. If you have rain for 7 days consecutively, Atamona Behen Revir Rishon Oshnia. So for 7 days in a row, it could be that those 7 days are both the first rain and the second rain. Because you might have thought once it starts to rain, it's only that first rain. You'd have to have a break to have the second rain. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is you could have 7 days in a row. The beginning of it was the first rain, and the end of the 7 days is the second rain. So now one second. Who is that following? We say, come on. That's like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says that the first rain is 17th, and the second rain is the 23rd. So 17th is 1, 18th, 19th, 20th. 21, 22, 23rd is the seventh day. So he says you could have raining for 7 days in a row, and it's both the first rain and the second rain. It couldn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second rain is 10 days later, because he has the 7th of Cheshvan and the 17th of Cheshvan. And it wouldn't even be according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, it's only 4 days later. Rabbi Meir says the first rain is the 3rd of Cheshvan, and the second rain is the 7th of Cheshvan. So what second? Rabbi Yossi is telling us a halacha in regards to Nadar, that if it was raining on the 17th and it kept raining straight for a week, so now you have the second rain season. Now the Gemara assumes that presumably, what did the person say? He said, "Konam yayin, I'm not going to have wine." Ada geshem, because that's the normal way people talk. Ada geshem, till the rain. And yet Rabbi Yossi is telling us the halacha that when it's actually raining, you have the second rain. But we just said in the name of Rabbi Zeira that if he said Ada geshem, everyone agrees it doesn't have to actually rain. Once it's the time of the rain, already it is Ada geshem. So 1 second, if it was raining for 7 days straight, even if those last droplets are not considered already the second rain, it's the time of the rain. And since it's the time of the second rain, that should already be enough for the definition of the nether. So the fact that Rabbi Yossi didn't say that, but Rabbi Yossi said, because it's been raining straight, it's already the second rain. So you see that even when you said Ada Geshem, you have to have mamish the second rain, and no one is saying all you need is just the time of the second rain. Answers the Gemara, Hahuda Amar Adag Shamim. That brisa is not that he made a neder and he said, I'm not going to have wine, Ad HaGeshem. If he would have said Ad HaGeshem, then Rabbi Yossi wouldn't have needed to say that this is now the second rain, because it wouldn't have mattered. You don't need the second rain, it just has to be the time of the second rain. But he said Ad HaGeshamim. Since he said Adag Geshamim, then as we saw in our Mishnah, if you say Adag Shamim, there's a machlokas, that according to the Chachamim, it means that the second rain has to actually come, at Shetered Revi'a Shniya, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, till the time of the second rain. So the case where he said Adag Geshamim, and Reb Yossi is talking to the Chachamim, and he's saying to the Chachamim, you say if a guy says, Konam Yayin, I'm not going to have wine, Adag Geshamim, that we... It means he's not going to have wine until the second rain comes. Well, I'm being mechadesh, that if it was raining straight from the 17th to the 23rd, the second rain has come. But, in the case of Rabbi Zeira's halacha, if a person said, I'm not going to have wine, konam yayin, ad hageshem, then even if it wasn't raining straight, it's irrelevant in the raining straight, just the fact that the 23rd has arrived would already be reason to now say, okay, the Geshem is here, and now we can go back to having wine.
Just to clarify, this is regarding Nedarim, if this halacha we go through, is a person allowed, the Talmid Chacham allowed to make a tzom early, like Rabbi Meir, and do it with no Geshem until the third, or we're not allowed, because like...
I don't remember. We have to go back to Tanis.
Sorry.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but Rabbi, how about if it rains?
I think we paskin anyway like Rabbi Yossi. That's what it looks like here. Like we paskin like Rabbi Yossi.
If it rains in the morning, and then all of a sudden rain stops, and then again starts in the afternoon.
Okay.
So is that this considered as a second rain?
He's saying that as long as there's rain on that day, it's the second rain.
Okay.
Even if there wasn't a stop. Okay, wonderful. Next Mishnah. If a person said, Konam Yayin, Sheini Toim Lashana, a neder on wine, I'm not going to taste it for the year. And then this Abra Shana, and then an added month, the month was added to the year. Asr Bobi Bura. So now he has another month where he can't have wine because the 13th month is also considered part of the year. If, though, he said, I'm not going to have wine at Rosh Chodesh Adar until the beginning of Adar, and now there are two Adars. So it means Ad Rosh Adar Arishon. It means till the beginning of the first Adar. If he said, I'm not going to have wine at Sof Adar until the end of Adar, that's also at Sof Adar Arishon. He's not going to have wine until the end of the first Adar. Because the definition of Adar typically is the first Adar. We actually keep Purim in the second Adar, right?
But so, that seems to be concurrent also with the end of the year. If there's a leap year, right? We just
but it's a different terms. He didn't say the end of the year, right? Yeah, that was one case.
The first case.
That's a different case, right? This is another case that he said until the end of Adar.
But in the end of the year, we say at the end of the year.
That meant it was a different person, different case.
It was 1 year. Yeah?
So end of Adar would be Adar 1.
Adar is Adar 1. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, Alma, so what do you see? Stama da Adar de Kamar. If a person says Adar, and he hasn't explained further, Rishonu means the first Adar. So Who is that like? So maybe this Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Yehuda, Torah Halacha, in regards to the dates that you are to write in a shtar, in a document. Adar Harishon, if the loan occurred in the first Adar, Kosev Adar Harishon, then you have to actually spell it out. Say it was in the first Adar. Adar Sheni, if the loan is in the second Adar, just Kosev Adar Stam. Then you write Adar. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. That's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that the word Adar means the first Adar. However, Rabbi Yehuda says Adar Harishon, Kosev Stam. If the loan was in the first Adar, he just writes Adar. Adar Sheni, if it was in the second Adar, then he can't just say Adar, because people would think it means the first Adar. Kosev Tinayon, the second Adar. Amar Abai answered, if you could take Rabbi Meir. Even our Mishnah could even be following the view of Rabbi Meir. The Braisa in regards to shtaros, in regards to documents, and what date is written in the document about a loan, is when he knew that the year was made longer. So he knew there was an added month. So since he knew there was an added month, if he writes Adar, Rabbi Meir says he means the second Adar. But our Mishnah that said that if he made a neder not to have wine till Adar, it means he's not going to have wine till the first Adar. Delo yada, that he doesn't know that they've added a month to the year. So since he didn't know that they added, therefore we assume when he said Adar, he meant the first Adar, because he didn't know that there was going to be a second Adar. Tanya, we have a Bryce, which is a support to this. We've learned that if a person says it's not going to have wine Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar until the first of the month of Adar, he's not going to have wine Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. He can't have wine until the Rosh Chodesh of the first Adar. In Ma'isa Shanamu Beres, and if it's a year with an added month, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni, then he can't have wine until Rosh Chodesh of the second Adar. So 1 second. Michlal, does that imply to Reisha that in the beginning, Labimu Beres Askinan, it was a year that wasn't with 13 months, but with 12 months? So if it was a year with 12 months, of course, if he said till Adar, he meant till the first Adar. There is no second Adar. No, so Shmami knows. What do you have to say? What's the 2 points of the Brisa? Hadipshitale demabrashata. One is saying, if he knew that there was an added month, and he says, till Rosh Chodesh Adar, he means till Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Hadlo yada, if he didn't know that there was an added month, and he said, till Adar, it means till Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. And that can resolve the Raisa and the Mishnah. Depends what he knows.
Rabbi, this for sure we're talking about any country. Every country by their money, correct?
Yeah.
This is on Eretz Israel or Babel?
I would assume both from Shchodesh Adar.
No, I'm just saying about all this Nedarim, about the Geshem, Rishon, and this. Are we going every country by the country, no?
Well, that's what we saw earlier, that if you made a Neder Adakayetz, it's still the Kayetz of that area. So the next Mishnah actually teaches us a Chiddush. Sometimes a person says something in the Neder, and we just know that it didn't mean that. We know it meant something else. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, if a person says, Konam Yayin Sheini Toim Achiei HaPesach. There's a carbon status to wine. I'm not going to taste it until it'll be Pesach. Lo Neskavin Zeh Ela Ad Leil Pesach. What he meant was, he's not going to have it until the night of Pesach. Ad shash derech v'nei adam lishtos yayin. Till the time when people typically drink wine.
So
you don't have alpha. He's not going to have, right? Because he will have the four cups, right? He will have the four cups. However, Amar konam basar sheni toim achihe atzom. If he said there's a carbon status on meat, I'm not going to taste meat until the fast day of Yom Kippur. So even though ad sheyehei atzom, till the fast day will be, sounds like till the end of the fast. Eino aser elat leilatzom. What he really means is he's only aser until erev Yom Kippur. Because shelon eskavin zelat shah shederech bnei adam leachol basar. What did he mean? He meant I'm not going to have meat until the fast day, till the time when people are eating meat for the sake of the fast. And when are people eating meat for the sake of the fast? Erev Yom Kippur. Suda son of Sekas. Rabbi Yossi, b'no, Rabbi Yossi, his son added, Omer, if a person says, Konam shum sheni toimat sheyah Shabbos, that should take Shabbos, as we learned back in Masechus. Ksubas. Person garlic. Says he's not going to have garlic until Shabbos. Even though it sounds like he's not going to have garlic until after Shabbos, because it should say Shabbos, is an usher lot lele Shabbosos. He's only usher until Friday night. Shalom is kavin zel at shah shederfli hadam lechol shum. So he intended he's not going to have wine. He's not going to have garlic until the time when people normally eat garlic. But once people normally eat garlic, then he will have garlic. And when do people normally eat garlic? Friday night, in order to have more zeret, have more seed when they are together with their spouse. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, if a person tells his friend, konam shani nana l'cha, I'm not going to get any benefit from you with a neder. Im ein atba v'notu l'vanecha korecha shalchitum shtecha v'yishol yayin. If you're not going to come and take from me a core of wheat and two barrels of wine. Tzareza yachal ha'afres nidro shalo al pi chacham. He can remove the neder even without going to a chacham. Yomer lo, because he can say to him the following. You're trying to honor me, so you're making a neder. You're not going to get benefit from me unless I come and get two barrels of wine and a huge amount of wheat from you. Zeu kvodi, this is my honor. My honor is not having to take from you. You wanted to help me. You've helped me. You've helped me. I consider myself already having been the recipient. And so too, if someone says to his friend, Konam shat nanisli, and neder, you're not going to get any benefit from me. If you're not going to come and give to my son a core of wheat and two barrels of wine, Rabbi Meir Omer, Aser, ad sheyitein, you're not going to get benefit until he actually gives that over. Chacham Omer, the sages say, I've said this case as well. Yachal offers nidr shalo pi chacham. He can remove the net even without going to a chacham. V'yomer lo, he can say, Arei ani kilu diskabalti. I consider it as if I already got those gifts. Hayam esarev bo losis pasachoso. Let's say a person is pressuring somebody else to marry the daughter of his sister. Vona v'amar. And he said, Konam shinan eslili olam. She's not going to get any benefit. I can't give her any benefit forever. Or v'chenem agarish his ishto, if a person is divorcing his wife, Omer, and he says, konam ishti nanisili olam, a neder that my wife is never going to get benefit from me. Hare elu mutaros lehanoslo, they are allowed to get benefit from him. What did he mean when he said, she can't get benefit from me? He just didn't want to be pressured into marrying her, or in the case of divorce, he doesn't want to continue to be married to her. So when he said hana, he meant the benefit of marital relations. If a person is pressuring his friend, and his friend should eat with him. Amar, and he said, the friend says, I can't eat with you. And you know what? To make you realize how serious I am that I'm not going to eat with you, there's a neder on your house, I'm not walking into your house. Or tipas tzonam, shani toim lecha. I'm not even going to taste a drop of cold water of yours. I'm not drinking anything of yours. Mutli kanas lebeis avlishus v'benitzonin. He is still allowed to come into the house and to drink cold water. Shon eskavein zel l'shamachilo shtira. He was clear, he was putting pressure on him to come eat. He didn't want to come eat. So what he said, I'm a ned, I'm not going to get any benefit. What he meant was, I'm not going to get the benefit of eating or drinking. Hajan Allah, Hashem Yisbarach, Konam Yayin.